You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest on the program today, we've got Lisa Crawley coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau. We're talking about her new EP, New Girl Syndrome. Morena to you, Lisa. How are you today?
I've got my coffee, and it's my mum's birthday today, so shout out to mum.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned it was a 70th, which is a pretty big milestone.
It is, and that was kind of, you know, she was saying, I'm getting old. I'm like, no, you know, you're just doing great. So I partly flew back to celebrate her, and I've only been back twice since moving to America 5 years ago. So this is my second time back. So great time to come back, you know, release the EP and do a couple of gigs and hang out with mum. We'll be going for brunch after this. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah. I want to know, because you mentioned you've been in America for the last 5 years, in LA in particular, and I want to touch on what is the vibe there right now. I mean, America seems to be in a little bit of a free fall. I want to know how is LA reacting to all of this?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I think that I've been, you know, LA and New York and stuff is so different to other parts of America. It's kind of amazing. Like, I just kind of forget, other than the media, like, being around people and quite like-minded people, a lot of them. There's all sorts of people, every kind of person in LA, right? But it's, there's a sense of, like, frustration and confusion. And we were obviously, like, affected by the California fires as well. And
yeah.
So I was right next to that as well. So, yeah, there's been a lot of people just wanting change for good as well. And I think that the majority of LA was quite devastated about the outcome of the elections, and I personally have had nightmares. I mean, I'm on a visa for music, and who knows what could happen, but I'm very lucky to be around like-minded people who just, you know, want the same similar things. But it's like, I did some gigs in Wisconsin and Indiana recently, and I was like, okay, well, this is a very different place to where I live. It's a bit of a mixed bag. Been a bit eerie, I suppose, at times, especially around the election time. It was kind of unbelievable, really. But
a lot of tension, I imagine.
I mean, I moved at quite a strange time as well. There was the election before that, I think. So I moved 5 years ago, so it was some riots as well, and so it was like,
two
sometimes flashbacks. I'm like, what am I doing? But I had so many great, once pushing through the pandemic there, I moved there a month before that. So once I pushed through that and really made some really quality friends and real people, and which can be sometimes hard to find if you, like, when you go to music nights and stuff, but they're out there, and there's some really encouraging people. I find that people really celebrate your successes there, which seems, you know, which is really nice. And for me, there's like such a wide community of people and singer-songwriters, and then there's like, so I do keyboards for other artists as well, so there's a lot of session work there, and had some classic like celebrity stories that you're like, oh, that's right, I live here, you know. It's just funny. It's a mixed bag for sure.
Like anywhere.
But I have a great cat, so I'm not going anywhere.
I want to talk about the cat later in the chat. I want to give a quick shout out to whoever put the lyrics for your songs from this new EP in the press release. That is a godsend. It makes my work so much easier analyze while listening and reading. It's such a godsend. So thank you.
Put them in the assets folder. You know, put everything in there.
And we will thank you for that. Now the sound on this new EP is so meticulous. It's very tasteful, and it's very, very classic. And no wonder, because not only are you very talented, but you're working with some very talented people on here. One of whom is John Spiker from Tenacious D. And How did he help you get from A to B with this thing?
It was kind of a lengthy process, because some people spend 10 years on stuff, but it was because of his schedule, and he plays bass in the band, and he does a lot of the records and a lot of the music with Jack Black for Minecraft and movies like that. It went from playing at a dinner party to like 8 people, where I was just playing background music to him, and Jack Black kind of started to sing along, and then it got a bit more. They like asked for Queen, and so I just played Don't Stop Me Now with them singing, and then it turned into him John asking me, like, oh, so what's your deal? Who are you? And what do you do? And, you know, I talked about being a songwriter, and then we stayed in touch. And probably about, actually, like, almost a year later, I sent him some demos just when our schedules aligned and went in and kind of just discussed what we wanted to do. I would have loved to have done a full album, but I think just at the moment, it was an EP seemed like the right thing to do, just to... with a collection of songs that I'd had, and that seemed to work together. So, yeah, we started. We hired Mark Stepro on drums, who I'd just seen play at this little venue, and he ended up, Jackson Brown ended up getting up. It was like this secret guest thing, but Mark was, his drumming with this band, the Mastertons, was so great, and he plays for the Wallflowers. So we got him in, and we recorded the drums, and then just kind of worked around that. So John and I did about 90% of the rest of the stuff, and just got, I got another friend on trombone, and John was friends with Drew Tobinfield, who's amazing and done stuff with Wise Blood and Casey Musgraves, and he did some pedal steel on it, and yeah, so it was just like bits and pieces. And so my other songs in LA, I suppose, that I'd put out had been kind of more like written and recorded over a day or two, so they were quite quick. So this was we took our time a bit more, but it was fun because I really got to think out, oh, I think I'll go home and record my clarinets there and just send them to John, and yeah.
To digest it a bit more and chew.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and stuff like, oh, I had a trip overseas, so John was like, well, let me see who I can get to do a solo on the Gatekeeper song, and then sent me a video of this kind of chromatic harp player playing a MIDI flute solo through it. I'm like, not sure. Anyway, and that's kind of how the Gatekeeper music video came out, because it was like sort of trying all these different people. And for me, I've definitely over the last, my musical career, had lots of people come and say, oh, if you did this, then you'd be this is what you're missing. And so we kind of played on that in a comedic kind of way. And so people can check out the music video. It's very mockumentary, office dry humor kind of thing. So, but yeah, that's how it came about. And then, yeah, just like chipping away at it, and then John actually mixed and mastered it as well. We tried someone else mastering it, and then I really liked John's work on it. So yeah, he was a real treasure to find in LA, and he's so humble and very, I suppose it reminded me of a kind of a Kiwi musician in the sense of the humor. You know, there's a lot of people that are just, I think it's good to have confidence in yourself, and I think that often as Kiwis we can be like, oh, who do you think they are? But yeah, it's been interesting being in LA to find that sort of balance of like, hey, I can be proud of what I'm doing, but don't have to be a dick about it. But yeah, there's like a kind of happy medium there. But John is just like, yeah, I still feel like the best people aren't going around and like yelling how amazing they are, but yeah, he should, because he's great
generally. You mentioned the track Gatekeeper before, and I want to touch on that because it's a tongue-in-cheek song about kind of being weary and romance and dating and knowing to keep the gate closed to certain behaviors and peoples after being burned. And I want to know, what are some red flags that you've learned to recognize that may inform you that keeping that gate closed?
I suppose that crosses over both, you're talking about in the relationship sense and also musically as well.
True.
Being just, and the gigs that for me, it was also like what gigs I'm accepting as well, because there is a variety of work in LA, but, and also I was, after the pandemic, you know, just starting from scratch and taking on things. I'm like, what am I doing? Is this helping me? Is this be creative? Or, you know, is this genre really something that, you know, you go into, oh, I think you need a more, like, one of my messages on Facebook, oh, you know, great songwriting, but I think you need a more modern sound, just like these, everyone's opinions and stuff. But so I mean, in the sense of romantic, like dating, especially in LA, I think that you kind of learn as you go. it's a different, there's just so many people out there, and I think it's can be treated like fast food in a way. So just kind of really asking people what they actually want, because I think that a lot of people come to LA to set up a dream. You know, they come to really, really work on their craft, but then I think we all want this connection. And so maybe there's a sense of loneliness. There's a lot more people that are kind of single or just doing their thing, but I think everyone wants a connection, but then there's just so many people there. So yeah, I'll be very honest, like, I just, someone just was not single and didn't tell me they weren't single for a couple of months. So just instead of like having to ask. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nightmare. Oh my gosh. You poor soul. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then just like, and they say, oh, it's kind of different culturally here. And so I'm like, what? Is this normal? Like, what the heck? Is that all there is? Like, what the heck? And also, another red flag is if someone's called Chris.
Chris. Okay, well, you Chris.
American Chris's.
American Chris's.
American Chris's.
You got to improve. I do not like American Chris's either. I've met a couple who are very annoying.
You have? But, I think just learning that not everyone has the same, which is good. Not everyone's the same. So if people want different things, and there's a lot of people in big cities to cater to that. But for me, it's just like, oh, okay, like, I have to really just ask questions that I didn't think that I'd have to ask.
Yeah.
Just being cautious. And I mean, I work a lot. I gig quite a lot there. And it's hard to have a balanced life. And, you know, not everyone's ideal first date is a coffee on a Tuesday morning sort of thing. So it's, it's just like, yeah, it's a different kind of, not system there, but it's just really trusting your gut as well. Sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I wasn't right. And then I was like, no, I was right. So same with music as well. Like when I moved to LA, I did a lot of co-writes and then maybe a guy I would be writing with would be like, oh no, I'll do the keyboards, even though, you know, I probably was definitely more experienced on the keyboards and it's my song, so I want to play it. But I'm at first saying, oh, okay. But now I'd be like, oh, no, I'll do that. It's fine. I got this.
It's hard to combat that kind of innate Kiwi urge to just kind of submit and just like, oh, no, you can do that. Oh, sure. Am I being annoying?
But, yeah, my previous music video, what You Can Do, was a single before that, and that was kind of more like, I suppose, more introspective and a bit more serious and figuring out, you know, when I did move to LA for music, I spent a while getting this visa, and then all of a sudden when the pandemic happened, I'm like, oh, who am, what, okay, so I'm not just a musician, like what else do I have going for myself, and what else do I like doing, what else is out there, and people say, oh, but that's who you are, and it's like, well, is it, or is it just, you know, what I do, and that kind of thing, so it's exploring that. But yeah, the gatekeeper, I wanted to be a bit silly, especially in the video, and had some of LA's best musicians come and be real dickheads in the video, and they were so good. They're like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, this is perfect. An actor friend of mine who was so good at being this sort of folky, you know, kind of Silver Fox, but very, very opinionated on saying I should redo the song. But he was in that show Prison Break and different TV shows. So we got a lot of views on that reel. It's funny, even people not quite sure if we're being serious or not, which is exactly what I wanted, so that's good.
That's great. For me on this EP, duality rings through throughout. I mean, whether that's the duality of gatekeeper or don't want to be, where you say that you don't want to be alone, the urge to be performative to achieve something or stay true to yourself, the growing pains of maturity and of youthful impulsivity, and despite all the conflict, there's a clear yearning for growth. Is that what New Girl Syndrome is?
Yeah, New Girl Syndrome, and it's, the title stemmed from a line in, we call it like the focus track, it's called Call It A Night, the second track on the EP.
Yeah.
And it came from just a conversation with a friend of mine who's also of a similar age, and we both did the same Canadian residency, songwriting residency, and sort of like both pursuing art, but both have relocated around a bit, especially me. I've based myself in Australia for a while and England, and when I was 19 I moved to Japan for a job, and I've always kind of just chased where it felt right for me to be. I think, you know, someone in a review said that I was just moving around a lot, but it was actually, you know, I've given every place I've lived a good go, and I've just tried to really stay true to what I feel is hot, like the right place for me. So LA, despite it being, you know, has its ups and downs, it does feel like it brings out the best in me musically. So yeah, it's kind of about being new somewhere, and also like that can be exciting, it can be really hard, foreign territory, and also like, you know, I was in a house band at a really popular sort of place in LA, and it's just hearing the band talk about who's the new person coming along, who's the hottest new thing, and they're like, you're younger, you know. It's just like, for me as an artist that has been releasing music for what year is it, you know, a long time, it's about like trusting that, yeah, it's I'm doing my thing, and there's always going to be something that's more trendy or fashionable, but I just make music that I want to make, and sometimes it's going to resonate or fit with what's popular, and other times it's not. But yeah, just kind of, it's about maintaining a good being a good headspace, where you are sometimes a new person, sometimes not, and yeah, just believing in yourself, I suppose. Yeah,
And change.
Yeah, lots of change. Moving, trying to figure out, you know, how the American personal injury attorney system works. Oh, that's great new to me. That was my December. Yes. And then also, yeah, learning that it's okay to mix things up musically as well, and to try different things. And but yeah, I've tried to kind of stay pretty consistent with elements of my music over the years, and yeah, so it's a journey, and I'm excited to keep writing and see what comes next. So
fantastic. And yeah. Iris, your cat will be with you every step of the way.
If my cat sitter is listening right now, I am not happy with you. Please send me updates. That's a cry for help.
Do you have one of those like baby monitors to like track where the cat is?
I have an Alexa thing that the camera can go on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so tempted to do that. I feel like that's breaking some kind of thing. But my cat's obsessed with screens. If anyone wants to see a cat obsessed with screens, my video clear history that I made during the pandemic is just my cat and screens. But she's a great cat. I got her during the pandemic. She was Ubered to me. I fostered her. I fell in love. She's, for people listening to the EP on the Spotify canvas, you can see her do some cute stuff, and she shakes hands. Great cat. Miss her. Hate being away from here. But yeah, I'm a big animal person, and I didn't move to America until my previous cat, Misty. Crossed the Rainbow Bridge. I had her for nearly 20 years, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's special. Cats are great. My partner does have a cat, and I'm currently looking after him. He's a Kiwi orange long-haired cat.
All right, maybe we'll trade cat pics after this.
For sure. All right, well, thank you for coming on the program this morning, Lisa. It was lovely
chatting
with you.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope that the 70th brunch goes down a treat.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just talking yesterday about how many fond memories I have of playing at shows in Dunedin Refuel and Chicks Hotel and all that stuff. So, yeah, really appreciate the support. And, yeah, I will speak to you again soon.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Take care, man.
Bye. See ya.
Ka kite. All right, folks, that was Lisa Crawley. We're chatting with Lisa about her new EP, New Girl Syndrome, which is out on wherever you get your music. We're going to play the opening track, What You Can Do, which I actually teared up yesterday when I first listened to it. So hope you have that similar response, but we'll see how it goes. It's 9:19 here on the Add Your Breakfast program. Take care.
I miss the boat. I miss the train. I'm standing alone again, trying to be a friend to myself, 'cause I get ahead.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.